This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 23rd, and it was on this date in 1926 that the very first Scholastic Aptitude Test, otherwise known as the SAT, was first given. Handed out to a little over 8,000 candidates, the initial test consisted of 9 subtests, including definitions, classification, artificial language, antonyms, and logical inference, among others. Those who stepped up to the plate to take the test were given a practice booklet prior to the real thing and a chance to sample some of the testing and get familiar with some of the similar material that would appear on the official SAT. Today it is an entrance exam used by most universities to measure high school students' readiness for college. And was on this date in 1938 the world's first oceanarium or aquarium opened its doors to the public in Florida. Known as Marineland, the near 20-acre property's primary use was to film marine life, so it was also called Marine Studios. Opening day festivities proved to be a big hit, drawing an estimated 20,000 curious folks who were there to see bottlenose dolphins, sawfish, sea turtles, and penguins. Business was good until SeaWorld opened in 1973 near Disney World, taking a lot of patrons with it. Financial issues closed the park in 2004, but it was given a new life in 2011 when it became a subsidiary of the Georgia Aquarium. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in today's history.